underestimate Russia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Vladimir Klitschko, former heavyweight boxing champion and the brother of the mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine, telling Fox's Griff Jenkins that we need to be prepared for Russia possibly using nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
I have to warn the world, we cannot underestimate this war. We cannot underestimate the enemy.
Western countries also worrying that Russia could strike NATO's weapons supply lines. Tens of thousands of NATO troops and its European allies getting ready for a series of military exercises as Russia continues its attacks on Ukraine. The White House Correspondents Association holding its annual dinner after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic. President Biden, the first U.S. president to attend the event in 6 years. The Daily Show's Trevor Noah hosting the gala. The Biden administration facing criticism over the creation of a disinformation governance board within the Department of Homeland Security.
While Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was questioned on the administration's plan to end Title 42, it was revealed that the department had created a disinformation governance board with a woman named Nina Jankowicz at the helm. Republicans, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, quickly raised concerns on that. The White House defended this hire, but did say that it was up to the Department of Homeland Security.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House. The Washington Post reporting that the DHS instituted the disinformation board in 2021. Officials saying a tornado destroying or damaging hundreds of homes and buildings in Kansas Friday, injuring several people and leaving over 15,000 without power. Three University of Oklahoma students were killed in a car crash while traveling back from storm chasing in Kansas. Country singer Naomi Judd dead at the age of 76. She was a member of the Grammy-winning duo The Judds, along with her daughter Winona. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A highly anticipated Republican primary debate happening Sunday. Fox's Mark Meredith has more from Cincinnati, Ohio.
We are expecting to see J.D. Vance, the conservative author and businessman, come to where we are here in Ohio to try to rally supporters. And, of course, it's been fascinating to watch as he appears to be the man to beat in this race. And that's been fascinating because it wasn't that long ago he was trailing in the polls. Vance saw a late surge in support after he received the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. And what's fascinating about that is that it wasn't that long ago that Vance was an outspoken critic of Trump. And now, of course, he is fully embracing the president. Agenda, and it appears to be paying off. The latest Fox News survey showing Vance now in the lead among seven other candidates in the race. Former state treasurer Josh Mandel has seen his support slip in recent days, but is still very much embracing the former president, even though he lost out on his endorsement.
The largest whiskey bottle in history going up for auction.
A 311-liter bottle of 32-year-old Macallan single malt Scotch whiskey will be put up for auction in Scotland May 25th. Named the Intrepid, it was created last September when two different liquors were blended together. The giant bottle, which has been verified by Guinness as the world's largest, is the equivalent of 444 regular-sized bottles and stands 5 feet 11 inches tall. And the Intrepid is expected to set another record, the highest price for a bottle of whiskey sold at auction. That mark sits at $1.5 million. And some believe this bottle could sell for $1.9 million or more. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Former President Trump saying that he doesn't possess any records that a court has ordered him to hand over. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
As his lawyers seek to reverse a $10,000 per day contempt fine. Trump claims his business dealings are not in his personal possession and is being controlled by his company, the Trump Organization.
A judge refusing to lift the fine for contempt. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.